Blog Talk Radio.
All right now. Let's go back down home and sing some of Mama old songs. Listen. Down to the year. The Lord has been good to me.
Holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him. Amen.
our opening hymn this morning. I'm going to try to sing it. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Do you remember that, sister? If you don't, tell me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. While I'm waiting, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Our scripture this morning is coming from the book of 2 Corinthians, and I'll give you a moment to find it. Let me know when you have it. Just say amen when you have it. The book of Corinthians, the second book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4. And once you get to chapter 4, let me know because I have a few scriptures to give you. Amen. 2 Corinthians. When I go to 2 Corinthians 4, I'm going to be reading number 7, number 8, number 9, number 16, and number 18. If you want to jot it down. Number 7, number 8, number 9, number 16, and number 18. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads as thus. But we have this treasure in heathen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Number 16. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, let the inward man is renewed day by day. Number 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. I have read for your hearing 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7, 8, 9, 16, and 18. Amen. Amen. My prayer this morning. God of all creation, we come to you before we give you honor and praise. You are worthy of our praise. You are the source of all that is good, and you are the source of all our blessings. Thank you for every gift that you have given. We thank you for the opportunity to come gather together in this day. We ask that you bless the handful of blessings that you're about to give us on this Sunday morning. We ask that your word be guided, your world be guided, and direct our service so that it is full of wisdom, productivity, and respect for one another. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll have another selection.
Thank you. real simple song of praise. It says every praise and every
prayer.
It's who I got.
Who I got.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
Wonderful. Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's who I got.
Who I got.
Sing hallelujah.
God,
which is your reasonable servant.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Let's try to say together. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, and not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but think soberly according to God, or according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office,
so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another.
And it is different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy that is unprophesied, according to the proportion of faith.
Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching.
For he that teacheth on your teaching, he that giveth, let him do it with humility. He that ruleth with diligence,
let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good.
Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, bearing one another.
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation.
Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality.
Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not.
Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
Be of the same mind, one for another, mind not high things, but consistent to man of the faith. Be not wise in your own deeds.
Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Altogether, if it is possible, as much lies in you. Live peaceably with all men. Amen. I have read for your hearing 590, Christian Commitment, coming out of the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, 1 through and including 18. Amen. The bishop will give us another selection. God is good all the time.
All the time, he's good.
Yeah, yeah. As we are working on our selection, you can be looking back in your book from last week to what I preached.
Every prayer, every prayer, every prayer, every prayer. That was good. That was great.
time we'll go on with the announcement. The announcement, as I said, is this is the Fleming Bugler, which is in the Dundalk area or the Turner Station area for October 23. And I'll stick it back on the table. I also have some books back there for young people that I mentioned earlier. If they come in, they get a little sympathy, give them a book to read. Amen. And I also had some thank you cards for the anniversary because I really appreciate y'all. Thank you for us, and I want to give them all for you, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The other thing I want to mention is about Ezekiel Baptist Church. I said it last time. Ezekiel Baptist Church has a flyer back there. I believe I have one on the back table, maybe under those. You'll see it back there on the back table, but it says Men and Women's Day. And I would like at least one person, if none. I do want one person to go with me on this day. This is October the 22nd, and this year, 2023, it's at Ezekiel, which is right around the corner, a corner church.
October 22nd.
Sunday is Sunday. It's right after the morning service, right after our morning service is over at 12:30. It starts at 12:30, but when we get out, we get around and meet you on time. It's Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. It says Men and Women's Day, and it says wear your favorite pearl. So I probably wear black stuff or something with the pearl. Is this something with some pearls? Because that's what it is.
We have
pearls. So, it says men and women shifting for greater together. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:3. And the address is 101 Avon Beach Road, which is the next street over at the corner, very corner. And it's called Ezekiel Church Ministries. This pastor was here with us sitting in the back on the side, and his name was Pastor Dominic Smith.
Is it 101?
Yeah, I'm going to give it up. 101 Avon Beach Road.
Okay.
If you go to the corner where Oak Street is and you go two blocks down, it's right on the corner. It says the name of the church. The name of the church is not outside. He's sharing the church with St. Matthew's.
Okay.
But once you get inside, his church is Ezekiel Baptist Church. And he uses the same facility. He uses the same facility as that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say, I'm going to give you the name of my sermon this morning. It says broken, but not defeated. Broken, but not defeated. Or you can put broken, but not disturbed. And that's why I use 2 Corinthians 4:8-16-18. Amen. And I'm going to read the scripture one more time. If you didn't get it, I said 2 Corinthians 4:7-18. I don't believe I said 7 the first time. But I'm saying 7 now.
2 Corinthians 4:7-8-9-16-18.
And it reads as thus. 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. 9, persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, man is renewed day by day. 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Amen.
I have read again for your hearing 2 Corinthians 4, 7, 8, 9, 16, and 18. Amen. My title is Broken But Not Defeated, or even being broken but not destroyed. It doesn't matter which word you use. It all means the same. What does it mean to be broken but not destroyed? Even when we are broken, God does not totally destroy you. Ultimately, nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's what the book of Romans 8:35-39 says. Like the master's carpenter, God wants to carefully put us back together again to heal us. Broken but not destroyed words of hope. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 reminds us, though we feel crushed, we are not crushed. Though we feel persecuted, we are not abandoned. Consider the suffering Christ endured on the cross. He suffered the ultimate persecution so he can walk us through these seasons. The Lord places this most precious of treasures in jars of clay, so others will see all and experience the treasure of Christ rather than being impressed with the fine faults in us. We can remember the good times and the bad times, but in real sense, we can never go back. It seems to me the basic teachings of Christianity to a focal point at a time like this, it is here we put these teachings to their most important test. And I've had people mention to me on several occasions that they don't believe funerals for Christians is different for a non-Christian. That's what they said to me. And I said, I believe because of the outstanding feature of a Christian funeral, it is that strong sense of hope. That Christian that's a believer has a better sense of hope than they do. And that's what I see. Brokenness is God's way of beautifying you, making you more beautiful. God allows and leads you along the path of brokenness. It's not to destroy you, but for you to find experience in the sweet company of love and joy that Jesus gave in the broken situation. God's great work is done by broken people in their brokenness. And it also is, he uses a lot of people that's broken out there. They don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be perfect. You can have some brokenness, but he will use you. Either way, he will use you. God's team of saints are made up of more broken people than strong people. There are more valleys than mountains. God's brokenness is your benefit. It is your benefit. If you're going through brokenness, pray to God and let him experience the sweet and comforting word of Christ. Salvation comes through broken pieces. It comes through broken pieces. God will take the broken pieces of a shattered life and make them into a vessel of honor for the kingdom of God. That's what he does. He often has to break us up to make us what we should be. Life is not fair. There are dangers, disappointments, troubles, trials and tribulations, sickness, and even death awaiting those who are traveling. We are often caught unaware. Let me get it right when I'm talking about the heart. Let me get it right to the heart of the matter. God uses, he uses people to dominate his grace so that when the victory is won, he alone gets the glory.
That's right.
Paul confirms this in the text. If you read verse 7, read verse 7 again for me real loud.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
That's right. That's right. There should be no business as usual services. Then we must have an atmosphere of unified expectancy. Every time the doors open, it should be a can't-miss opportunity. We need to shift our atmosphere around. We need to shift our atmosphere. Sometimes we let our circumstances dictate our mood.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When we come to church, we are coming to worship. But if we let our problems and our situations that we are dealing with, it will hinder our spirit inside. There is no time to do that because that time is for worship. We need to come without anger. We need to come without resentment. We need to come without fear. We need to come without entanglement. We need to come without bitterness. We need to come without envy. We need to come, leave our hang-ups outside and gossip. We need to come without concerns except for them that is concerning our mighty Lord God Jesus Christ. Think for just a moment. What did you come to church for, expecting this morning? Did you come expecting the Lord to show up? Did you come expecting God to move on your behalf? Or did you come expecting to feel the presence of the Lord in his place? Amen.
Amen.
We need to come to church every time the doors are open, expecting Jesus to show up.
Amen.
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 Even in our brokenness. Amen. One of you, will you play a song for me? Just pick the song for me.
I'm troubled, yeah. Come on, I'll search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no. Take just a moment to thank our pastor this morning for turning us to the Book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, starting at verse number 7 and skipping away to and fro down through the 4th chapter of the 2nd Book of Corinth. Our title this morning or this afternoon was Broken, Not Scared. Broken and Not Scared. One of the things that we must remember as Christians is that we are the potter, and he is the potter, and we are the clay. He spoke about how Paul had walked his fingers through that particular book or epistle of Corinth. And we must take in mind and consideration that Paul knew something about what he was referring to and talking about. At one point in time, we must look at the fact that even Paul himself, who was Saul, whose name was changed from Saul to Paul on that Damascus road when he came in contact with Jesus, who gave him, who questioned him about why do ye persecute ye me? And from there he went straight on a road to Damascus, to a street called Straight in Damascus, where he was retrained. He thought he was doing the right thing, but he found out that he was persecuting God. And sometimes we as people of God, we feel as though that we are doing God's will, and we find ourselves doing something else. And in a sense of speaking, Paul was broken, as we have to be broken sometimes because of the fact that we are the clay and that he is the potter. He does that to fix us. There may be some pieces in us that needs to be repaired. In a sense of speaking, and even in Romans, I believe it's the 12th chapter, talk about renewing of the mind. So not only does the mind have to be renewed, but the body itself sometimes has to be renewed. But even though Paul points out the fact that even though that you're broken to a sense of being able to be repaired to do God's will, you're not completely scattered. It's a piece that's broken and it has to be fixed. So we thank her this morning for taking us to the word of Paul this morning from the second book of Corinthians, fourth chapter, starting at verse number 7, going through from verse 7 down through, I believe it was 18 or the last verse in that particular book or that particular epistle on that fourth chapter, talking about the fact that how we are God's people who sometimes needs to be broken and repaired or fixed or brought back to a reasonable portion of health and strength and mind to do the will and the justice of God. Amen. And just to piggyback off of what the pastor said this morning, again, we want to thank you all for your participation, for your commitment, for your dedication to this church, to this body, this branch of Zion, and for your achievements on this past anniversary. And again, I say to you all, as I said, I believe it was last week, a week before last, that we could not have done it without your support. As we said last week, and I believe Sister Cynthia mentioned the fact, little makes much. So little makes much. It takes a few people to do a great task. Sometimes we say it's only the faithful few who come and stand on the wall and try to do what God has given them to do. So we thank you this morning again for your participation, for your dedication. And certainly, Earl, we understand that you're a young man and you're a working man. And when duty calls, one must go. And I can certainly understand that. It's much better than being in the service. Because when duty calls, you got to go. So I want to thank everyone this morning, those that are listening in or listening to the broadcast. We thank you all for tuning in down here at 121 Oak Street in the historic Turner Station, Maryland. The pastor made some announcements earlier pertaining to our next upcoming affair, but it's much more than that. We have been chosen. And what I mean, we have been chosen, this church in a sense of speaking, and its leadership is to support and participate in the things that take place here in the historic Turner Station, Maryland. Sister Speed, as you know, or Servant Speed, as you know, comes not every Sunday, but every so often here to the church. And we have meetings down here on Wednesday at noonday to discuss, to participate, to design, to orchestrate, to set a path as to how we are going to revitalize this community from where it is now to where it used to be years ago, with the different people that has migrated down here now. Things have somewhat changed. So we're in support with her and this community down here to try to revitalize the historic town of Station, Maryland down here, by the certain activities that take place if we can participate and support her and these people down here and what has to be done. Like I said, she has meetings here on Wednesdays at 12 noon. The next meeting will be on the first Wednesday in the month of November. And we shall reassemble down here and begin again to discuss the things that has to come before us and before this community in order to get everything in order. I have a pen in my hand that I found on the floor just by, I guess just by chance. And it says, Town Station Heritage Foundation Committee, Henrietta Lacks. It must have been a gift from God this morning. To let me know that I'm in the right place at the right time. Yeah, even though sometimes I try to somewhat hold back, as I had some conversation with her this morning. But you can only go but so far when you have to speak up and speak out and try to set them on a clear course and a clear path. And I tried to instill that into her this morning, and then to reassure her that we're behind them 100%. And this church, Caesarea Christian Community Chapel, will donate $100 towards their cause to help them get off the ground. Now, this $100 is coming under the name of the church, but it's coming from the bishop's pocket. Nevertheless, we want to support them. And by the grace of God and by his direction, hopefully this time next year, everything will be well in place. There is a great opposition that she is up against. One may say the county and its politicians, because of the area that they are living in down here, and people see prosperity. People see green. They have green here on these drums, and I believe there's some green here elsewhere in this house. But, you know, in a sense of speaking, it's all about what we can get out of it. If it can benefit us, and if we can disarrange and move to the side or even clear out what has to be cleared out, that we would do that in order to arrive at what we have on our agenda. And that's what's happening down here. The community is under, as one would say, the Israelites is a hard tax pastor. You know, they had to make some bricks without the hay. So we're up against something. So certainly they need your prayers as well as we need your prayers in order to chip at a mountain. And certainly we're chipping at a mountain. So again, before we close out this morning, and we're running somewhat early this morning, I want to thank all that tuned in here to us down here at 121 O Street in historic Town Station, Maryland. Come back and hear us again, or like I normally say on Sunday, get up one Sunday morning and go to bed early that Saturday night. She can get up early that particular Sunday morning. Come on down and fellowship with us here again at 121 Oak Street in the historic town of Station Mill. Now, if all hearts and minds are clear, and I believe everything has come before you this morning, I don't think I have forgotten anything, Pastor. Is there anything else? Then we shall proceed to go down from this holy place. So again, we thank you all for your listening ears, for your participation, and most of all of you for your presence this morning here in this assembly house to worship an almighty God. And so during the course of the week, go back and again revisit the book of 2 Corinthians or the Epistle of 2 Corinthians. Chapter number 4, start again at verse number 7 and skip through those particular scriptures. As she had quoted out this morning, Lisa started at 7 and she went to 9 and 8, 9, death does forth right on down to verse number 18, which is the very last verse of that particular book. And come back and see us again here at 121 Oak Street. You know, the weather is changing. We're in the month of October. The first Sunday was last Sunday, and we're in the second Sunday, and before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. And since I said that and we have a couple of minutes, I just want to remind you that we have a guest preacher that will be in the house here on the Sunday before Thanksgiving to bring us the Thanksgiving message. And that is Bishop Keith Braswell from Victory Missionary Baptist Church under the fine leadership of Bishop Gloria Braswell. And we're looking for him to come and bring us the word from the Lord and just to reassure and remind us all that we have to be thankful for, even if it's no more than the fact that we was able to get up this morning and be about our way. We ought to be thankful to God just for that and that just alone. But most of all, his son who came into a wicked, dying world to save us from the sins of the world, who gave his life that we may have a right to eternal life, to rekindle us to the Father, the Creator, who looked down from on high and said, let us make man in our own image. Church, people, if you're listening in this morning, we got a lot to be thankful for. You know, many times we take it for granted and we say it could have been the other way. But thanks be to God that we're here one more day, that we can give him the praises and the honor that he so justly due. Don't take life for granted, and don't think that tomorrow is promised to you. Live this day as the best day of your life. But in living that, worship the Lord and give him all the honor and the praises that he so justly did. And now, until next time, until next Sunday, as we leave this broadcast, I want to say to you, as we say so many times, and that is that love is God, and God is love.
Said I pray. and I pray until I found the Lord. I keep on praying until I found the Lord. And I pray and I pray until I found the Lord. Said I just couldn't sleep that night until I found the Lord. My soul, not the hell. I wish to have a day until the Holy Ghost was getting their feet. I remember a long time ago, sat down in a little town called Charlotte, Texas. I used to hear mama saying, if you know what she said, hey, I got the Holy Ghost. Kept on crying to Jesus until he sanctified me. I cried until I got the Holy Ghost. I just couldn't be at ease until he changed my life, my soul. Everybody got your hand. Let me hear your hand.
Yeah, that's right.